over the past 8 months, we have been learning how to live well from people who have mastered it in various different areas and avenues of their lives, from laughter, yoga, journaling, baking, hill walking, hill climbing, you name it, we've tried it all at this stage. But today I'm chatting to health and performance coach Jerry Hussey. Good afternoon, Jerry. How are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon.
Yeah, you're not long back from Paris and the Olympics. You were there in a work capacity.
I was lucky enough to get over there for a few days and witness the magnificence of what not just the Olympics and the medals, but what sport brings and the community and the connection. I think in the world at the moment, just to see so many people from so many countries coming together to sing, to dance, to share. So the sport is the magnificent side of it, but just the people coming together. I think it's what the world needed exactly right now.
Absolutely. It's funny, a lot of that, I suppose, is that's what you're talking to us about today. I know none of us are, you know, Olympians or high performance athletes, but I suppose it's the same mindset in trying to incorporate some of that into all of our daily lives. How do we do that?
Of course. I think people forget sometimes that even Olympic athletes are human beings too. And for a lot of them, the sport might come easy. What doesn't come easy might be, you know, dealing with children, trying to get a mortgage, all the stuff that wears us normal human beings down affects them too. And I've worked with a lot of Olympic and world champions over the years, and I've worked with them for 3 or 4 years, and we probably never spoke about the sport once because they understand the sport. They know the sport. So when someone's getting ready for an Olympic Games or a major competition, the gift the coach can give them is not giving them anything. It's actually taking away stuff, taking away distraction, taking away fear, taking away self-doubt. And you allow them then to step into their own power and to compete with freedom. And we heard so many of the Olympic athletes saying, you know, compete with freedom. And if you're good enough, you're good enough. And if you're not, that's okay. But deliver your best and have no regrets. So that's really what a good coach is about. A good coach is about empowering somebody to deliver their best on any given day. And I always say the right person with the right process never worries about the outcome.
Should we all then have some level at some point in our lives to, whether you want to call it a health and wellness coach or high performance coach, like, is it a chat that all of us should have?
I think, firstly, what is coaching? I think coaching is about perspective. I had a great experience once where I was in a multi-story car park, and I parked my car and I was running for an interview like this, and I was late, and I got up to the top of the stairs and there was a door, and the door was locked, and I was trying to push it out, it wouldn't open. I was really tight on time, so I turned around, I was looking for the stairs, couldn't find the stairs, came back to the door, pushing the door, looking for a button or something to let me out, really under pressure. And the more I came under pressure was, the more I wanted to kick the door or push the door. And then an elderly man was standing beside me, and he was watching me with all this panic, and he just said to me, "Do you think the door opens in by any chance?" And I just said, "Oh," and I just pulled the door in.
Yeah.
For me, we all get caught up in anxiety, stress, the busyness of life. We get immersed into our own stories and our own emotions. So what a great coach does is it just provides time and space for you to sit, take a deep breath and give you perspective. So a great coach really just asks better questions, because the coach isn't involved in the emotions. They're not involved in the chaos.
Yeah.
And I think
probably don't care what the story is, really, truth be
told. They don't really care. What they care is about getting you to a place of truth. And like, a part of my life is I coach Olympic athletes, I coach world champions, I coach business people, and that's the easy part. But I also coach people that have been told they have 6 months to live. I coach people who've just lost a son or a daughter through suicide. And that's a different level of coaching. And what they're looking at, they're asking me, how do I do this, Jerry? Because everything inside me right now is full of fear, is full of stress, and every voice inside my head is saying, I can't. And is there some way I can change that? So the glamour side of what I do and the exciting part is, but everybody who goes through everyday life situations, and that can be anything from IVF to anything, we all know how difficult, and we can lose perspective. We can lose hope. We can get lost in our own stories, and we can fall victims of our own emotion. What a really good coach does, he sits, or they sit, they listen, and sometimes they'll help you repiece the stories. They'll help you find the next step. And sometimes all they'll do is they'll give you enough to give you the courage and the strength to take on today. And that's all they'll do. And they'll do that again and again, and slowly you develop the techniques to move that in that direction.
I reckon there's people listening to this today, Gerry, and thinking, you know, God, I can just, that story resonates so much with me, and you know, I struggle to get my time right, and the effect that has on anxiety levels, and, you know, and I suppose just trying to kind of battle through the day to day, whether you're an Olympian or a businessman, you know, and just trying to sort of get a better grasp of it. Are there kind of just key skill sets, things we can do as individuals to better deal with that?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to take yourself out of stress mode, because when we know we're under stress, what happens is the prefrontal cortex of the brain shuts down. The prefrontal cortex is where your imagination, creativity, your ability to think logically. So that shuts down. Your nervous system switches on sympathetic nervous system, which is stress, cortisol, adrenaline, and now your body's in fight or flight mode. Once you're in fight or flight mode, you lose perspective, you lose imagination, you lose logic, and all you're equipped with is your subconscious program. So you keep repeating the process. So the most important thing we can do any given day to give ourselves a sense of calm, a sense of perspective, is to take the body out of stress mode. How do you do that?
Mm.
Breathing, cold water immersion, yoga, exercise, eating slightly healthier food. Once the body is out of stress mode, now the central nervous system switches on healing, the prefrontal cortex of the brain opens back up, we have increased logic, awareness. So that's really, and that's what a good coach does. He, when I coach people, I often bring them for a swim in the sea first. We'll go for a walk up the mountains together, because to get them unstuck out of their emotions, I need to sometimes get them unstuck out of the body. So that's really what it is. It's getting the body out of fight or flight mode, getting it back into a state of balance. And then the brain, the nervous system has an incredible ability then to think clearly, to think with logic. And then it's naturally optimistic. The body is naturally optimistic. The brain is naturally optimistic only when it's out of stress mode.
How do you, look, we've all busy lives, but how do you suggest people start their day?
I think for me, it's movement. Movement, you know, in all the big studies we've done around mental health, nothing impacts us greater than movement. So we know that when we move, the brain produces certain chemicals, and we know that the muscles produce things called hope molecules. Isn't that a beautiful name? So the muscles secrete incredible hope molecules. It releases endorphins. What are endorphins? They're endogenous morphine. So it makes us feel good. Nothing impacts your mental health more than exercise. But I'm not talking about pressure. I'm not talking about going to the gym and flogging yourself. I literally mean getting your heart rate up, dancing around the kitchen, putting on music. Recently, a big study was conducted where they tested 14 different types of exercise against antidepressants. All 14 exercises beat the antidepressants, and the one exercise that came out on top was dancing. So anything that activates, when you think of exercise, exercise is exorcism. Exorcism is the removal of a ghost. Now, what's a ghost? It's negative energy. So exercise should be fun. It should uplift the spirit. You should sing and dance. So I would say exercise. Breathing is so important. We know the science behind that now. Nothing takes us out of fight or flight mode quicker than breathing. And if you can build in some yoga or meditation to think about, who do I want to be today? What values do I want to live? There's a beautiful line that says, we don't always get to control what happens to us in our life, but we always get to control our response. So think about, who do I want to be today? What conversations will empower me? So at any moment in life, we're in a state of disempowerment or empowerment.
Mm.
So focus on what you can control. Ask yourself, what would love do if I was really courageous, if I didn't worry about what other people thought, and if I wasn't afraid to fail, what would I do?
Yeah, it's a hard thing to do, isn't it? To, you know, sort of park what other people think of you. I think a lot of us struggle with that.
I think that is the biggest fear that we carry, is the feeling of being abandoned, the feeling of not being enough. And I think the relationship we have with ourselves is ultimately the biggest gift that a coach can give a client. We are far too hard on ourselves. We push ourselves far too hard. We're constantly looking for affirmation from outside. And we get to a point where we will sacrifice self-expression. We will suppress, deny who we are just so we're socially accepted.
Is that an Irish thing?
No, I think it's a human thing. I think it's a human attachment thing. When a child grows up and our attachment needs haven't been met, we will spend the rest of our life looking for the affirmation, the need. We're always, the ego is always asking, am I enough? Am I safe? Am I enough? Am I safe? And that's, until we become enough for ourselves, we will always be looking external for an external advice. And then the problem with that is we live our lives trying to fulfill other people's expectations or trying to have the things that other people see as successful. So the question people have to ask is, you know, your average life expectancy is 900 months. You sleep 300. We literally have 600 months on the planet.
Stop.
In that short time, if you really loved yourself, if you were really willing to let the mask down, what would you go after? There's an incredible book, The Five Regrets of the Dying. I mentioned it to you last week.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Everybody should wear this. Because at the end of our lives, the only thing that people really regret, I wish I had the courage to back myself.
Yeah, a little bit more.
So that's what a good coach does. He gives people the courage to follow what they already know is in their heart.
Yeah, plenty to think about, I think, for all of us, Gerry, in whatever, you know, capacity or stage of life that we're in at the moment. I suppose for a lot of us just sitting listening to you today that are not Olympians or, you know, athletes at a high level, but plenty of information and I think skills that we can all adapt into our own daily lives. Health and performance coach, Gerry Hussey. Gerry, thanks a million.
My pleasure.
Yeah, not at all. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.